was billing personally over $100,000 a month. And
Wow.
that was from a marketplace that said we don't use contracts. So it is the ultimate solution sell contract is.
It really is.
Thank you for joining us on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. I'm your host, Leisha Holmes, and I am so proud of what we have achieved as a community since we launched the podcast in the summer of 2020. You're listening to this show because you decided you want to invest whatever time this podcast show takes from your day to actually improve your life, to hopefully create joy, and hopefully to also learn something. We're grateful for every single member of this community. We've never professed that we want to be the biggest podcast that you listen to, but we want to be the best. And by doing so, we're inviting in, we think, the greatest experts in their field to come and share with you, our listener, their experiences, their lessons, their learns, their mistakes, and most importantly, what they'd like to share with you, so that you hopefully can improve what you do and what you achieve. We are so grateful to you for listening and for sharing and for commenting and for continuing to come back week after week. And without you, we wouldn't have the community that we do. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and for contributing to what is a very special community. We hope to bring you more live shows as we continue to grow our global community. But obviously, our promise to you is that every week you'll drop in and hopefully have a new guest to listen to that will give you something to contribute to your self-improvement and to your high performance. We can't do this without our amazing sponsor, Pager, for whom we are so grateful. And we also have some incredible partners, Needy, Diversity in Recruitment, and Keybridge IT Solutions. Links to all of our sponsors and partners are in the show notes. Please remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when contacting any of them independently, because I'm sure they'll all be happy to offer you a cheeky discount because you've come from such a loyal client base. So without further ado, a few messages from the sponsor and partners, and then let's get to know this week's guest. We are so proud at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast to be sponsored by Pager. Pager helps recruiters to build personal brands, to identify new business opportunities, to attract those hard to find candidates, and to basically have better conversations. Now, you will have a large network that you want to build credibility with on LinkedIn, and sometimes posting content every day feels impossible. Now, that changes once you have Pager. Pager provides you with the ideas, the content, and the scheduling capability to produce daily content to build out your own personal brand in minutes. And for business development too. Pager identifies companies that are advertising jobs, have key hiring indicators such as funding rounds, mergers, acquisitions, or senior appointments, and then alerts you to this daily. Pager also enables you to write candidate-centric job adverts without bias in seconds. So once you advertise your job, Pager will then automatically create a branded post and publish it to LinkedIn without you even having to lift a finger. So when you want to actively source candidates, you can create complex Boolean strings in seconds. All you need to do is to provide the job title and location. Now, Pager is making thousands and thousands of recruiters smarter and faster. For more information, click on the link pager.co to book your demo, and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when inquiring. Now, back to the episode. This week's guest on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast is going to give you so much advice if you are a recruiter or a leader that's thinking about moving into contract, and she will explain to you why every single recruitment leader could add this as a recurring revenue stream. This is Kate Cross. She's the co-founder of Harvey Jacob Recruitment, and having just recently launched her own coaching business for those who want to launch contract, we get really down and dirty into what makes a good contract recruiter, how recruitment businesses can launch their own contract business, And the other side of the conversation is around boundaries in relationships, because Kate's co-founder is actually her husband, Simon. So how have they ensured that their working relationship and marriage of 20 years has been successful? What recommendations does she make in terms of setting boundaries in key relationships in your life? You're going to love Kate. She's very enthusiastic, very passionate, and a really very authentic guest for you to listen to. So without further ado, let's jump in. This is Leisha Holmes, and I'm your host of the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. And I am so excited to welcome to our global community today somebody that I've had the absolute honor and privilege to get to know, both on and offline, I suppose you could say, in real life. Somebody who I think you're going to really want to get to know if you're a leader listening, or if you're a recruiter indeed starting out. I think there's a lot of lessons that we're going to learn from today's guest. So without further ado, this is Kate Cross, and she is the co-founder of recruitment specialist Harvey Jacob. Welcome to you today, Kate. How are you?
I'm really well. What a lovely introduction. I'm very flattered, and it's really, really nice to be here. We've been chatting about this for a while, so thank you for having me.
We have indeed. And for anyone who is actually listening rather than watching, we've actually matched. We're kind of both going for quite. We're actually recording this in autumn. It's actually quite, it's got a nice sunny vibe to it today. So there'll be plenty of people clicking on. If you're on LinkedIn, you might have actually seen Kate, because, you know, with algorithms, I think our communities tend to collide. But tell us who you are and what you do.
Oh, so I'm Kate Cross, co-founder of Harvey Jacob, which is a specialist construction recruiter. We have been going for 17 years, husband and wife team. I think we're going to talk a bit about that later. And very excited to be launching Coral. Coral Coached is our new business, which is a really cool product that we've put together. We've just downloaded 25 years each of contract recruitment and run it through a coach's filter, and we're going to be helping other businesses do what we've done.
And we're definitely going to come on and talk about that. So just talk a little bit about, I mean, you've alluded to it, we are going to come on to it. So yourself and Simon, I think, worked together previously. That's how you met, before you set up.
Yeah, we did. We met Christmas 2003 at a Christmas conference, a work Christmas conference. And I happened to be sat next to this larger than life character, and he was opening all this champagne up. And I remember thinking, God, who is this? Anyway, I latterly found out H Champagne was getting rid of the stuff. And it got together shortly after that, and have been together ever since. So met at work, have lived and worked together for the last, we passed our 20 mark anniversary in February, so officially did the life sentence this year in recruitment and life.
Quite literally in both recruitment and in marriage as well. So congratulations to you and Simon, and we are, you know, really excited to kind of, we are going to come back to that in the conversation, and there might be a few little revelations about me and my past as well, actually, which you might not know either. So we'll come on to that. So the business that you have obviously had for 17 years, congratulations, that's no new. You specialise within quite a specific field. And just to be clear, your business is contract rather than perm.
Yeah. So
is there a particular reason that you've only ever done contract? Just talk us through, I guess, what I'm trying to understand is from, those listening who maybe are currently a perm provider, at what point maybe did you decide to just focus on contracts, or do you, you know, just talk us through, I guess, the way your market works and offer.
Sure. The reason contract is because we're contract recruiters. So we worked for a really cool company that Simon was running their freelance division in their London office. I was working in their Southampton office running a contract desk. We went out to Sydney. He set up a contract division for business out there. I was running an RPO. So again, very contract heavy. When we came back to the UK in 2007, it was just, that's what we did. And there wasn't a big supply chain to the industry. There wasn't loads of back office, but for us, it was just, that's what we do. That's who we are. There wasn't another option. So we set up 100% contract, and we ran at 100% contract through to 2018, we started to do a bit of perm, but our perm business is really, consequential. It's because our clients are our candidates. We know people, we move them around, but we never chase perm. We are, I would say now we're 75% split perm to contract, but contract's our baby. That's what we do. We'll never drop it. It's served us brilliantly and we just love it. You know,
clearly it's a very accomplished business model. And what are the key pillars, I suppose, if we've got somebody listening yeah. now who maybe starting out their recruitment career and they're kind of at that point of, do I become a perm recruiter or a contract recruiter? What are the foundations for being a good contract recruiter, first of all?
We are so proud to be partners of Needy, the gifting revolution. Here at Key Recruitment, we absolutely love to send out bespoke gifts to our new place candidates to welcome them in their new jobs, but also as an extra special thank you to clients or when a team is celebrating something really special. But to be honest, we were really fed up with dull or mediocre gifts that you could just buy on the high street that didn't really reflect who we are at Key Recruitment as a business. This is why we chose Needy. Needy source sustainably from the UK's best independent businesses, offering the most perfect array of bespoke gifts and experiences too. So no more boring bottles of plonk or rubbish boxes of chocolates. This is how you make your customers' day with a gift that really matters and shows that you really want to do something special for them. For more information on how psychology and AI forming to make the best gift experience for you, click on the link and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when ordering. Now, back to the episode.
There's a real difference between contract and perm. So contract, we call it the hunter-gatherer. So in perm, you are gathering vacancies, you are gathering candidates, and that's your route to market. In contract, you're hunting. So I can't tell you how many times I will hear clients aren't hiring contract. There's no temp in my marketplace. I'm phoning my clients and all I'm getting is perm vacancies. And what I always say is you're asking the wrong questions. You don't ask, have you got any vacancies? You ask questions like, what happens when that project kicks off and you don't have a permanent individual in place? What happens when, I'm giving away all the secrets here, but it's what happens when someone goes off? Okay, so I had it really recently. You know, someone went off on mat leave 3 months earlier than predicted because, you know, she had a premature pregnancy. You know, what happens when someone goes off on long-term sick and you've got, so it's asking those questions, because if you ask what requirements do you have, you'll get all their permanent vacancies, which is brilliant for your perm team, but if your contract, you're after those opportunities. So yeah, that is the key difference, the hunter over the gatherer. The speed of contract, I think the stats are the average contract vacancy sits on the market for 2 to 4 hours. Realistically, I think you've normally got a 24-hour turnaround, but that's if you've got really good relationships. But it's really quick. You know, you don't, you pull the vacancy, you fill the vacancy.
So that means you would need to know who the contractors are. So I think
really, really key.
Market and who's available.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're speaking to your contractors every week. There's a saying, I don't know if you've heard this one, that perm is a love affair and contract is a marriage, because you're speaking to your candidates all the time, regardless of whether they're working for you, because the minute your client phones you and says, I've got an emergency, you need to be able to fill that need immediately.
That make temp a one night stand?
I've never thought of it like that. Maybe.
I wasn't even going to go with that.
Multiple one night stands. Anyway, we could go where
there are plenty of recruiters who don't think it's a love affair, let me tell you. I'm only joking. I love the analogy. I like anything where there's a dating analogy. And from that perspective, I think if you've got that one listener now, and we always say that one listener who is at that point where maybe they're dual desking, which I think is a really challenging job to do, or maybe they are quite new. We'd get a lot of new recruiters who like to listen because they're trying to learn everything from experts like yourself. you know, I think identifying that skill set and identifying that pace, I would say, having worked alongside, I've never been a contract recruiter myself, I've only ever done perm, but looking at some of the people that I've placed, I do think it's that, it's the commerciality, it's the negotiation skills as well, being able to, you know, be insightful and just be one step ahead. And I think, you know, what you said at the very start of that, I mean, that's applicable to any kind of recruitment, asking the right questions.
Yeah.
Not just going off a script. I think that's the key element to it. So I think that's really insightful. So from you've launched this new consultancy, which, you know, that's, it's very exciting because I know this is really hot off the press as we record this today. Literally. So how did this, just let's go back a step on this from your internal perspective. How has this come about?
It came about because I'll share a little bit of my personal journey. So Harvey Jacob is a very mature business, and I have always been very active in it. In 2018, we had a larger team. We were a team of 10, and it was a true lifestyle business where there was a great team and everything was going brilliantly. And then we had a clash at leadership level, husband and wife team. And I took a breather from the business to say, listen, at the end of the day, we can grow another business, but our marriage is more important at this point, and I'm just gonna have a breather and refocus. And that little breather turned into a more of an extended absence from the business, from on a day-to-day level. And a long story short, my dad was very poorly. He was dying of cancer. Simon and I were at leadership conflict. I had a son that only had 3 years left before big school. And I just went, I'm going to just take some time for me. I've been on this massive career path and trajectory. So what was supposed to be a year's break with COVID and everything else turned into a bit more of an extended leave. And last year I came back in full time with the full intention that we were going to go back to our team with all the learnings we've had over the years. And that's what we were going to do. We were going to do white collar construction. We were launching in the States. We were going to grow our contract book out. And I just all of a sudden had this moment of, I don't know if I want another baby. I would quite like grandchildren. And wouldn't it be really cool if we took everything that we've learned over 17 years in business, in life, in marriage, in business, this huge backstory that I've got with coaching and my own personal well-being. And I mean, wouldn't it be really cool if we could create something that replicates what we've learned and give it to people who are 10 years behind us? And I'll have grandkids and I'll help and nurture. And I don't want to just coach. I want to be in their businesses, holding the house. But at the end of the day, it's their baby and I'm going to hand it back to them. So that is what we did. And we literally sat there and went, if we were starting from day one again in our 100% contract business, how did we do it? And we just mapped it all out. And yeah, it's really cool. And we got to the point where I was about to go out and just coach this myself. I'm a qualified coach, but I realized that coaching and training is an art form. Leading a business is a skill set. Recruiting contractors is a skill set. And what we needed was someone who was a really, really good coach. And I happened to phone up the trainer and coach that had trained Simon and I way back when. And I caught her at a moment that she was ready to be part of her next venture, and so she joined the team, and we're all very excited about it. I could go on forever, but yeah, I think that pretty much gives you our origin story.
It does. And first of all, I'm so sorry about your dad, and you know, thank you for sharing personal stuff with us. And you know, there will be plenty of parents listening who, you know, maybe gone through a similar, you know, you've got this dilemma, you've got this conflict of your career's going one way and life's happening on the other side. And I think that will really resonate with somebody that, you know, sometimes you have to just take a moment and take stock of what actually really matters to you.
I mean, business is brilliant, and I love it. I'm back full energized, but I've got a 16-year-old who is basically got to the point where I was a very, very underpaid taxi service. But in the years when he was little, he was my priority and the marriage was my priority, and businesses and careers, there's no age limit on it, and there's no right times or wrong times. And I think everyone has to be, you know, we see a lot on media and about big billers and high growth businesses, and realistically you've got to meet yourself where you're at that time. And as a mum, like, your kids are so, like, you get, is it like, well, they say 16 summers or something like that?
It does. I mean, my daughters, as you know, are a little bit older than your son, but I think, you know, whether you're a caregiver, whether it's, you don't have children, but maybe you've got elderly parents, or you've got other responsibilities, you know, friends, maybe you've got, you know, animal responsibilities. Yeah. I think that we are at a point in time now as human beings where actually talking about this is really important, especially in an industry which is synonymous with high performance. Being at the detriment of what actually really matters to us as people. We can I'm not saying we can have it all, everything can, you know, we can have it all. What I'm saying,
when you figure that out, let me know, because
I haven't worked that bit out yet in terms of what it alludes to, but I think it's so important to hear leaders like yourself sharing that vulnerability and being open and honest. And it hasn't actually taken anything away from your journey, but actually it's added to it, and it's given you that impetus and that human element, so that when you're coaching leaders that, you know, will come on to those future contract leaders that you're obviously attracting to your coaching business now, you can still have those conversations and understand that, you know, we've all got limitations as human beings, but that's not a weakness. That's actually what makes us who we are. And I think that's a really important thing to hear from somebody like yourself. So the core elements to those who are either already going through your coaching, or those who are listening now that are perm heavy, which, you know, rec to rec is one of them. Mm. What are the core elements to running a successful contract recruitment business?
As a listener of the Recruiters Recruitment podcast, you'll know from some of the guests that I have that really I'm not a very technically minded person. And for that reason, it's really important as a recruiter in my day job to have the best technical support. And who better than our very proud partner, Keybridge IT Solutions. They provide 24/7 support to all their customers. And given that I'm probably the most technophobic of all the people that you could be talking to right now, trust me when I say they are phenomenal at what they do. They've been established since 2010, and they provide a fully managed IT support and solutions provision with specialities including Microsoft's cloud, Office 365, Microsoft 365, Microsoft Azure, internet connectivity. I don't even know what I'm saying, basically, but basically they really help you. They work across every industry, not just recruitment. So if you're listening to this outside recruitment, they could help you too. Marketing, finance, leisure, charity. But basically what I'm trying to say is, if as a business owner, you need full 24/7 IT support and solutions, Keybridge IT Solutions are the ones for you. Thank you so much for listening to this message.
Okay, so I just want to demystify the whole thing to start with, in that if you've got a successful perm business, I know rec to rec is different. We'll figure it out. There's definitely temp interim contract in there. But if you've got a really robust perm business, you are in such a fortunate position, because everything that we initially coach you to do is leverage what you've got, have the conversations you've been having every day, but just throw in some tweaks and differences. So don't stress about the fact that you haven't got it in your business. Use your perm as a base. Really make sure you've got a robust back office and ops. And again, I think that feels like such a overwhelming experience for a perm business, but it's actually really easy to break it down, but you do need back office. So you need to be able to pay your temps, and you need to make sure you're going to get paid by your clients, and you need to de-risk your business. And I think it's a really straightforward process. It takes you about half an hour a week just to stay on top of that. And you can outsource. There's so many cool outsourcing companies now. Like, I cannot believe, like, in 2007 when we set the business up, there was one back office provider and two CRMs, and now there's just all these really cool solutions that you can outsource everything. You can outsource bits, but you do need that. You need, the last thing you want to do is pull a vacancy, fill it, and then not be able to facilitate it. So get that in place before you start. Use your perm business as leverage.
Do you think that there are, just thinking out loud here, are there indicators that are really screamingly obvious that we can do that as perm recruiters, i.e. clients have got vacancies open for a long period of time? Yep. Presumably, yep. If you've taken on a vacancy and it's, you know, an FD, it could be a recruitment director. At what point should we be saying, right, well, we can't find a perm solution, so you need to think about an interim solution? But do we need to have the ready before?
Well, I think also as well, it's just so you've got opportunities whereby, you know, we spoke about individuals that are maybe taking time out to caregive, these really overqualified individuals. And, you know, to be able to put, you might have a very senior ops manager that is taking 6 months out to do a personal project, but actually do want to keep in, that is happy to come in and run your credit control department. And so 6 months interim solutions like that. So redistributing talent into roles and is a really, really good route to market. You know, when we went out to Sydney in 2004, we were told there isn't a contract. There is not a big contract recruitment market for white collar construction in Sydney. And there was a guy at one of the big recruiters. He had a few contractors out. And Simon just went in and he went, right, where are the opportunities? Where are the projects that are 6 month projects and they're out? So he sort of found out who was doing at that time when you still had high street banks. Bank fit outs were a big big contract market in the UK. And he just went into Sydney and went, listen, if I can provide you this talent for 6 months and then you don't need to carry that overhead past your project, are you interested? And within 18 months, he's going to kill me, but in 18 months, he'd taken a marketplace that most businesses had 5 or 6 contracts out to a 70 strong white collar constructors. He was billing personally over 100,000 Aussie dollars a month. Wow. And that was from a marketplace that said we don't use contracts. So it's the ultimate solution sell contract.
Mind blowing, because even as I'm talking to you now, I'm actually quite ashamed that I flippantly said, you know, RectorAC. I think I've said it to you before, but you know, RectorAC isn't conducive to contract, but actually it probably is. I think the reason I've had the knockback and the rebuttal, I don't know if this is specific, is because of the confidentiality aspect, because recruitment leaders are quite, I don't want to say the word guarded, because we are both recruitment leaders, but you know, there's a lot of commercially sensitive information. You know, that's why people, you know, you could sign an NDA. You could have somebody go in that's maybe, you know, it's particularly recruitment directors that get to a certain level that have got so much they can leverage. That would be an amazing person to bring into a business as a sales manager.
Yeah.
So yeah, thinking out loud.
And the ops teams. I mean, there's so much. I think, you know, we spoke recently, I need some support ops-wise. There's so much opportunity there. And I wonder if we're moving to a time, I might be forward ahead of the curve here, but there's so much data in the world and there's so much AI capability in the world that guarding our data, it's so easy to get a hold of data these days. It's about those relationships and the human connections that you've got. So I would say
I'm making an action point, Kate. I'm going to come back to you on this. I want to go back to the very start of this conversation. Okay. I don't know whether you know this about me, but the father of my daughters and I met in recruitment as well.
Ah.
And it sounds like it's an interesting dynamic, because, or slightly different, because he was more senior to me. He wasn't my mom. He was more senior to me, and he was we called them vacancy controllers in prime time. So he was the out and out business developer and I was the out and out headhunter. So we were kind of plugged together and we worked together for 3 years. I was actually married to somebody else, not for the whole 3 years, but I was in a relationship with someone else. So we became like best friends, because he had to trust me on who I was headhunting for his roles. Trust him that if that was 30% agreed and it was retained and I had time slots, I had to fill them. And we built up such a trust together that we inevitably did get, I mean, I have to say, by this point, my marriage was long and well and truly over, and he was very supportive during my divorce. And then we did inevitably actually hook up. So it's really interesting, because we'd worked together for a very brief period of time as a man and wife. And then he went brewery, and, you know, we were together 18 years before we split up, and we split up for very different reasons. But I can see why, you know, it worked very well, but there are also limitations. So talk to me about what's made it successful with you and Simon.
Here at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, we are passionate about creating a psychologically safe community where everybody feels that they belong. By doing so, we are truly being diverse, equitable and inclusive in every guest that we bring on, which is why we are so proud of our beautiful partner, Diversity in Recruitment. Diversity in Recruitment help recruitment businesses understand diversity, equity and inclusion in a way that makes sense. Their training and advisory work is designed and delivered by experienced recruitment professionals, giving your teams the insight, the tools, and the confidence to attract diverse talent, to recruit inclusively, to improve your candidate journey, and confidently partner with your clients. DE&I doesn't have to be complicated and scary. It's simply about fair, ethical and high quality recruitment, something that we are so passionate about, the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. And thank you for listening to this message.
I'm not going to say this to the public. It's quite expensive to get divorced when you own a company together. No,
let me tell you, I had to buy him out my own business and be separated.
Honestly, family has always come first. The business facilitates our lifestyle. It's rightly or wrongly, our marriage has always come first, and our son. Oh, can I get really emotional? Oh my God, Jacob. We say it out loud. Jacob, our son, he is our absolute world, and our family unit and Team Cross comes above anything else in our world. And we would have had a much bigger agency. I'm not sure we'd still be Team Cross if that's the route that we'd taken. We may still be business partners, but we wouldn't have been life partners. An awful lot of patience, you know, understanding our roles. Simon is the typical principal biller profile, and I'm a typical CEO. I'm all about the team, I'm all about the culture, I'm all about the people. He's all about his desk, which is why he's such a prolific biller. And we weren't learning to be mature around that and respect each other's lanes and know when the other is in their zone of genius and not being reacting to it. An awful lot of coaching, awful lot of coaching. We've both done an awful lot of work on our own personal development.
Right, I was going
to
say.
We did some marriage counseling back in the early days. It was really tough. We moved back from Sydney in 2007, March 2007. We set the business up literally on a shoebox in my mum and dad's dining room. We were getting married in September and we were buying a house. And we literally set the business up, got married, bought a house. And then when Simon, I remember it distinctly, Simon was driving down the motorway back from a client visit. And he said, you haven't had your period. And I was like, oh my God. Literally, so in the September, found out I was pregnant with
Jacob. Oh my God.
We literally just did this whole thing. And then 2 years after that, we did another thing. We bought a full refurb project on a house. So we had this baby business, actual toddler house, and we did end up in marriage coaching.
He's on their own is enough to send a lot of people. So congratulations that you worked through it. And congratulations that Simon was that aware of you and your cycle. I mean, he needs
Today he had a moment of awareness. It was mad. I mean, the exact words were not, oh, brilliant. It was, there would have never been a right time, and he was our absolute miracle baby, and so it all worked out. And latterly, whenever we feel that we need it, we check in to our own personal development and we realize the patterns, and I'll say to him, you're doing that thing, you need to do your inner work. When was the last time you did a meditation? And he'll say to me, he calls it my wild Labrador eyes, when I'm all ideas and this energy going, you're doing the thing, you need to just recalibrate your energy. So being able to listen to one another and be prepared to accept constructive criticism is the wrong word, but holding each other accountable to our own personal development.
Yeah, because you're equally important, and you've separated and defined and set boundaries around your personal and your professional capacity. And I think that's really important, because, you know, there will be people listening that maybe either are already in a relationship or maybe embark on a relationship, because ultimately it's very hard to meet people these days. So it's very possible that that's where you'll meet your, you know, your future interest. But actually, there are other relationships, and I think people can learn from that, even if it is just a, you know, a neutral colleague. You know, it's important to set boundaries, and I think, do people have enough conversations around those expectations and check in? I think that's the thing I'm taking away from
that
continuous checking in to ensure that it's healthy and that neither person is left feeling that they're being granted or that they're being abused in some way, emotionally or otherwise.
It is, yeah. I mean, when you've got two big characters, there is the capacity to bulldoze over each other is there. I think, you know, the other thing that we've been very, very mindful of as we launch Coral is that we've made a strategic hire at board level into the business with someone we know, we trust. There's an awful lot of mutual respect between the three of us. And we agreed up front that that board hire was never there to sit between Simon and I, but actually what it did was make us a leadership team, not husband and wife business. And it did, full disclosure, it felt, I wasn't scared because we've got the confidence of 17 years in business, but it felt carrying a board level salary for the first time and not recruiting trainee up was quite a leap. But it's been the best decision. And I would say to anybody considering growing their business, either outsource some senior leadership or hire in or outsource until you're comfortable and hire in. But having a robust leadership team to build from has been absolutely a game changer in our new venture.
And what a fantastic way to finish this podcast. There's been so many things that I think are really relevant and, you know, applicable to so many people who are listening at whatever stage they're at in their career. Thank you so much. I mean, you're so passionate and open and, you know, emotional, which is good, because I think so often when people, you know, go on podcasts, I listen to so many podcasts, there's almost a little bit of guardedness, and I knew you would never be like that, and I'm really grateful to you so much. And
my pleasure.
Make sure we share all the links, so if anybody is interested, that they can get in touch regarding obviously Harvey Jacob if they're in that sector, but also on the coaching side, because I think there's going to be a lot of people, and because of the way you've set it up, they could be based anywhere literally, because I
100%
so we'll get them to mention the podcast. Kate, thank you
so
much for joining us on the Recruitment Podcast.
Thanks for having me.